Today in this podcast, we will talk about Rajori. Rajori is the new American strategy, brilliantly conceived by President Trump and now being practiced by his rather mediocre successor, Mr. Biden. But it's a good thing that Mr. Biden has at least seen the light of the day in President Trump's brilliant American strategy now being practiced in Afghanistan, known as Rajori. Brilliant. They have gone above Chanakya Kutulia. They have crossed Machiavelli. It's a brilliant strategy. The bottom line is that the Taliban cannot touch the ... of America. This is the most interesting part. Now, when the America deliberately hands over Afghanistan to Taliban, imagine such a large concentration of nuts will certainly drive Iranians, Russians, Chinese, even the Pakistani establishment, who were initially the midwives, I will call them midwives, in Urdu they say Dai, who oversaw the birth of Taliban. They didn't create them, but when a child is born, you get a woman known as Dai. They were the Dais of Taliban. They are also not exactly happy, because the idea of the Pakistani establishment was to practice Islamic fundamentalism in Afghanistan, regarded as a third-rate country, but certainly not for Pakistan. So the Pakistani establishment is certainly very, very uneasy and unhappy. But they can't do anything, because here the Americans have outplayed them, outwitted them. For once, Americans have exercised some strategic brilliance. The billion-dollar question is that with 2,500 Americans in Afghanistan since last few months, no Taliban advance, so there was a collusion. But now a sudden emergence, clearly a secret agreement. Certainly the Americans have learned from Vietnam. At least they have learned from their mistakes. My question always was to the Americans who I met frequently in Afghanistan throughout the restructuring of Afghanistan army, rather the destruction of Afghan army by Americans, can't be called restructuring. I always ask them, there are no tank regiments, there is no artillery worthwhile, you have given them the worst helicopters, the most third-rate helicopter which cannot even fly over the Salang Pass, which cannot even cross the Hindu Kush. The most third-rate helicopter in America was supplied to Afghan army. All seasoned officers of the old Afghan army were never allowed in this new Afghan army, apology of an army, or were dismissed by this stooge, this planted man, Ashraf Ghani, in the last 5 years. More than 75,000 best-trained Afghans trained by the USSR in the Warsaw Pact countries and Russia were removed by this character, handpicked, imported by Americans. My details are more explained in my podcast titled Taliban and Their Future, which you can hear on this platform, or other podcasts. I will just restate what this scribe had assessed in 2008. And this will enable the readers to understand what is the present US strategy. In 2008, I was asked by a private client, European client, to assess and war game how the US withdrawal from Afghanistan will impact the region. And below, I will just reproduce and for you in this podcast the sum total essence of my appreciation and the results of the war game. U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan will be best punishment and a lovely way to destabilize the region and create many new states, a 2008 assessment. Now, the salient parts of our war game were, I will just repeat, that there is nothing inevitable in history. USA must reconsider its strategy in Afghanistan and Iraq, or its culminating point, its Clausewitzian culminating point, may not be far away. USA must reconsider its strategy. Premise: in the last 7 years or so, at that time 2008, the USA at the strategic, operational and tactical level has become a laughing stock for the world, starting from the premise that both USA's total failure or total success would not be good for world peace. One may state with confidence that the USA needs to seriously reconsider its strategy in both Iraq and Afghanistan and worldwide. The present situation. This is how we sum the present situation. The present situation is that the USA is making the major effort, while its NATO allies, less Britain, are just pretending that they are also pushing the bogged down vehicle, but actually doing nothing. This is true for both Iraq and Afghanistan, and if this continues, China and Russia will have the last laugh. Now let's assume that 9/11 was the major historical development done by non-US actors, whether a state actor or a non-state actor, taking advantage of which the US initiated a new plan, Barbarossa, or a new final solution to deal with multiple issues of energy, resources, Islamic extremism, and containing the rise of China, and containing Russia's reassertion and regeneration. The US policymakers did not accurately assess the responses of their stated and non-stated opponents. They failed to give due account to the important aspect that the enemy or other parties, non-state or state actors, have an independent will. So the discussion is long, so I will get straight to the conclusion, which you will find interesting. This is a 2008 strategy we suggested. The salient points of the new suggested strategy are as following. Number one, withdraw from both Iraq and Afghanistan while retaining bases in Gulf, etc. Number two, instead of fighting the Al-Qaeda or Taliban directly, let them give a chance to become state actors and present both Russia and China, as well as regional actors, Iran, Pakistan, etc., a future serious threat. And really, the Pakistani establishment is very worried. The Iranians are very worried. The Russians are having second thoughts. Point 3. Retain international goodwill by acting as a superpower, as a power which stands for peace. Number 4. Most important. Make the regional actors do the job of making the world a safer place. These include Russia, China, Pakistan, India, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, UAE, etc. Number 5. Concentrate on the US mainland and on intelligence assets rather than actual physical combat. Number 6. Possibly create new client states dependent wholly on US support in the long run. Number 7. Most important. Cease wasting a cent in states like Afghanistan. Cease wasting a cent in states like Pakistan, Iraq, etc. Afghanistan will be managed by Russia, China, India, Iran, and Pakistan, who will constantly fight each other, constantly be on their toes, countercheck each other, and the area would have a permanent stalemate with no victors. Bleed them white. I repeat, bleed them white. Similarly, India and Pakistan will balance each other, two absolutely crazy states, you know, in perpetual fear of each other. Indians fear Pakistani nuclear devices more than the USA, and it's quixotic to think that Pakistani nuclear devices will ever be used against the USA. The most important feature of the new strategy would be withdrawal from both Iraq and Afghanistan. Any Taliban victory in Afghanistan and any Al-Qaeda victory or a Shia victory in Iraq would restart the old Arab-Iran struggle in Iraq as well as the India-Pakistan struggle in Afghanistan. Fat, oil-rich, despicable, rich Arab states would be spending all the money instead of the USA. In Afghanistan, also any Taliban resurgence would force Russia, USA, China, India and Iran, even Pakistan to have second thoughts, and the Taliban will be contained without a single US cent being wasted. Conclusion: the best strategy is to make others fight, and if fight, fight with minimum expense. Do the American decision makers have gray matter? That's the billion-dollar question. This was presented on various forums and publicly also shared on the internet in 2008, titled "Let the Dragons Fight the Dragons." I hope my dearest friend in Mandi Bahaudin is enjoying this podcast. God bless all.